Welcome back to Delusional Podcast number 17. We have a special guest with us today. She's a high school friend, high school, you know, basketball player as well.
What's up, guys? My name is Genevieve. I wouldn't really call myself a that. I can't talk. A basketball volley. Wait, what the fuck? Can you tell that I'm nervous? A basketball player, but you know, tennis on the other hand.
Yeah, screw tennis. We hate tennis here. No, I'm just kidding. I beat my girlfriend.
She just yelled shut up from the other room.
I beat my girlfriend in tennis one time and she got so mad. But so we asked you guys a lot of questions to ask, and all of them are high school related. So since I'm with my high school friend, we are going to be answering them and, you know, kind of catching you up on who this is, who Genevieve is, and who maybe you guys will learn more about me. But let's get into the questions. You guys sent them in to my Instagram account. So if you guys want, I'll be doing that probably weekly if you guys want more questions asked.
So our first question is favorite middle school memories.
Oh my God. We go back to middle. Okay, so me and Jen started. When did we meet?
Probably like fifth or sixth grade.
Fifth or sixth grade. My dad was her basketball coach.
Mm-hmm. We went to different grade schools.
How did we like meet? Like, yeah, it was through basketball, but
well,
like...
Well, you were like the hype at every school. All the guys loved you. My seventh grade boyfriend broke up with me after 3 weeks because he liked you.
All right, there we go. I had everyone around my, little crew.
Delaney was baller as fuck.
But yeah, so we went to different grade schools and we kind of, you know, we all knew each other.
Yeah.
Relatively.
I started playing travel.
Yep.
And that's when, like, I...
Yeah, my dad coached the travel league, and we had all girls from, like, different feeder schools flood in.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite middle school memory, like, of us or of, like, in general?
In general, I think.
Probably the D.C. trip. We went on that together.
Oh, my God. We were on that together, dude.
If we went back now, could you imagine going back now and we're all grown up, like, friends now?
Yeah.
Like, I would low-key hate it because I hated, like, high school.
Yeah.
I have a love-hate relationship with high school. Like, I love it.
I learned
a
lot about myself.
Yeah.
But in, like, every wrong way possible. I learned the hard way.
Yeah. I would say D.C. So, 8th grade, we all flew to D.C., all the feeder schools, and what did we do? I low-key hated that trip, too, because
I just liked everything that went wrong. Like, I remember, like, me and my roommates, we were throwing tampons
out the window.
Out of the window.
I remember that.
Our bus broke down in, like, scorching heat at a cemetery.
Yep. Me and my roommates, we had Red Bull, and we spilt it everywhere, and we slipped with sour gummy worms. We broke the tape, like, you know how they put tape?
Yeah, they would tape our doors at night to make sure we didn't leave.
And at 6 a.m., they would call us to, like, wake us up, and we were all like, no, ignore it.
Oh, my God, I remember we called... Okay, so, like, we broke our tape just to see if it was there. We called our chaperone to tell him that we fucked up the tape, and, yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah, I don't think that tape did anything because we messed it up every single night. How many nights did we do it? Like, 3 nights?
Mm-hmm.
I like the plane with friends. That's a good time.
Loudest plane I've ever been on.
Yes. So
loudest
much
plane.
Turbulence.
Were just, like, all the kids were just, like, screaming and yelling the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty, so our next question is why we stopped playing basketball.
Oh, this came up many times. Why did you stop playing? So you played your freshman year.
So, I mean, in grade school, I guess I was, like, quote-unquote good. I was, like, the only 7th grader to make the A team, the only... like, 5th grader, me and 3 other girls were the only 5th graders to, like, make the B team, which was so cool, what we thought. And I did pretty good, like, my freshman year, but I stopped, like, doing travel and stuff. And I just, like, I don't know, I always got really discouraged, especially fucking playing on a team with you.
No. I think it, so. I love the sport, but I'm gonna say it. Coaches do ruin games for you.
Yeah.
Ruins the whole sport, which sucks, but... Yeah.
Our sophomore year, we got a new coach. Like, different coaches and stuff came in, and I tried out. I was like, I made a commitment. I tried out. They asked me to, I honestly, like, start, like, not giving a fuck about basketball. I barely even tried at tryouts, and they asked, they asked me to play both the JV teams. And I was like, you know, my sophomores, I was like, I'm not playing with fucking freshmen. Yeah. And then the coach, I don't know, he was just not, he only focused, like, on the girls that were bad. So, like, the rest of us would just be, like, sitting there, like, doing nothing for practice, so.
Yep. That's kind of how, I mean, I hate when coaches pick favorites or, like, say one thing and then do the other thing. I like persistent coaches and very, like, stick with your word. But I never had that my senior, so I played on varsity all 4 years, got moved up to varsity my freshman year. And, yeah, after the new coach came in, whatever, we were actually really good, you know, together, but we just all fell apart and
so-
we all...
So you quit your senior year?
Yeah, I quit senior year halfway through the season because, well, let's see. I literally was a start. I went from starting to being captain to being freaking on the bench 24/7.
Wait, you got demoted from captain?
It was, yeah, there was three captains, and I got, so he took that away from me because my videos online, he took away my...
Were you,
he would, well...
What kind of stuff were you posting?
Literally nothing. He just didn't like... And I would get, like, the crowd to come to the games, you know? Like, people would travel to see my games. So, like, I would have fun with that. And then he would always talk about, you have to be careful what you post. I'm like, you really don't think I
know that.
Show my mom every single video and everything I do? So that kind of made me mad. And I was like, you know what? Like, that's my, like, passion. So... basketball's not, and that kind of flipped the switch for me. I was like, you know what, like, I'm just gonna do what I'm gonna. And so then fast forward like 2 more weeks, it was either I stick with basketball or go to playlist live. I remember my mom saying that, and I was like, all right, you know what, God, show me a sign right now, or something up there, show me a sign. And my friend calls me right away when I said that in my head, and she's like, yo, I have 2 more playlist tickets, do you want them? And I was like, oh my God, something was listening to me to make me quit basketball
and pursue
this.
Your social media, yeah.
And going to playlist was the best experience. Like that, oh my God. Like, we booked me and David booked the plane ticket that night. We were literally in Kenosha at some apartment, and we booked it that night that I got that call, and quit basketball the next Monday. It was a Friday. I quit Monday. Walked in. I was going to walk out of a game and just, like, throw my jersey on the ground, just walk through the whole court. I wanted to. I told my mom. She's like, yeah, I would have let you.
So our next question that we had was, what was it like transitioning into high school and then out of high school? What was going into high school like for you?
Let's see. So my sister was a senior, so I never rode the bus. So I was already kind of, like, cool. I was like, okay, I don't got to ride the bus. I'm good. And then I loved high school way more. Well, transitioning from middle school to high school, it was just big. I got lost every single day. I thought I was the shit in freshman year.
I think we all did.
Yeah, even now, like, I try being friends with everyone. But, you know, back then, like, I literally was trying very hard to be everyone's friend, which works out in the end. Like, I love, like, I still hang out with, like, everyone, don't have, like, beef with anyone. But yeah, I think just getting a lot of friends, get the right group, and then kind of go from there. How was it for you?
I just remember I, like, all the girls at my grade school, we were, like, so excited. And then, like, as soon as summer hit and summer school start, like, meeting all of these new people and, like, being in a different environment, it was, like, a huge culture shock. And you literally, like, wanted to be friends with everybody, no matter, like, how fake you were being.
And so many people would talk, so.
Yeah, and so, like, as soon as I started, I had one friend that, like, stuck with me through it all, and that's Morgan. But I definitely, like, had, like, a lot of friends come and go. Especially my first couple of years, and then, like, I met Kiana my sophomore or junior year, and, like, that was my fucking saving grace right there. But yeah, it was very different having, like, upperclassmen, like, like, every aspect about it was so different.
Yeah, when I was a freshman, I felt like the seniors and everyone was so, like, huge, like, tall and everything.
Yeah.
But then when we were seniors, like, I felt like everyone just walked all over us all the time.
It was crazy because when I was a freshman, I knew who all the upperclassmen were, but when I was a senior, I did not know who anybody younger than me. I had no idea who they were.
Yeah. As a senior, I didn't really care. I really didn't care to be there anymore.
Like, I knew, like, as a freshman, I knew about all the drama in every grade. Yep. And now my sister comes, like, she's 2 years younger than me, and she would come home and be like, oh, did you hear about this? And now I'm like, do you think I care?
Yeah, I don't know anyone's name. Like, people come up to me like, oh, do you know this? I'm like, I have no idea who that is.
I was so done with high school. I was ready just to, like, start the next part of my life. I graduated early. So transitioning out of high school, I, like, immediately, you know, I had my two friends. That's all I needed. Like, I've had so many, like, old friends or just random people, like, tell, like, the three of us, like, wow, like, I love your little friend group.
Yeah, you really got to pick your group, like, not pick it in freshman or sophomore year, but maybe, like, senior year, you really got to
know who's there for you. Yeah, figure out who your friends are, because, like, when you leave, so everybody goes to different places, and you always say you're going to stay in touch, but you never really do.
Yeah, no, everyone goes their opposite ways, especially after high school.
Yeah, I graduated early, I started college a semester early, so, like, I'm ahead in that, which is really good, and I'm working full-time, and, like...
Yeah, and I think the only reason I was friends with everyone in high school was because I would see them every single day, so who else am I going to talk to? I talk a lot. I got to do something like that. But, like, after high school, like, everyone changed. And
you were just, like, a really likable person, though. Like, even before, like, social media, like, everybody loved Delaney. Everybody wanted to hang out. Like, you were just so much, like, fun. Like, such a fun person.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, just have fun. If you guys are, you know, sad about school or, like, especially now since COVID, like, I couldn't imagine doing COVID during high school. Like, we did. We got it taken away. Well, our senior year did get cut.
Well, I was graduated, so I never had to do high school with COVID.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
But that transitioning out of high school, let's see, about...
I was just so ready for it, like...
I didn't know it was going to be a random-ass Friday that we just didn't go back to school, so it kind of put me off guard, and I was kind of sad about it because I was like, holy shit, like, I'm not going to see these people, like, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Some people I haven't seen. Some people were still really close.
Some people I'm glad I don't have to see.
Yeah, I've gotten close with a lot of people who I didn't think I would get close with, especially in quarantine. Like, Kaylee, if you're listening to it, shout out to you. She moved in a couple houses down from me or whatever. But, yeah, transitioning out, I feel like I don't know. College is all online, so... That doesn't really help.
It's really weird how, like, antisocial I became, like, even, like, coming here. Like, I was, like, so nervous. But, like, if I was still in high school, I probably would have just barged in not knowing who the fuck is in here and would have been like, what up, bitch?
Yeah.
But, yeah, very antisocial. Like, there's a few people that, like, I stay in touch with, but it's, like...
Do you like being, like, not, like, sheltered, but, like, closed in on, your, like, being but with yourself? Because I hate being by myself. Kiana's teaching me a little bit.
It depends. I definitely, like, the introvert part of me likes to be by myself and, like, with Colin and everything. Like, mm-hmm. I like being, like, available to talk to him because sometimes I don't know, like, when I'm going to be able to. And that's, like, hands down the one thing I look forward to at, like, the end of my day.
Yeah.
I got really close with, like, my friends at work. It's not like I don't have any friends. It's just different, I guess.
I don't think I would do anything different if I was, you know, if... In high school, I don't think I would do anything different.
I'm definitely happy where I'm at.
I'm very happy where I'm at in life. Yeah. I mean, at least you have that, you know, solid base group.
Mm-hmm. Definitely people I would not expect myself to be hanging out with if still in high school, but...
Yeah, if someone told me, or if I got, like, a look at, like, a little snippet of my life right now... Ooh, we got some ASMR. If I could look at, like, a snapshot of right now, where I am in life right now, like, a little snapshot... A year ago, I'd be like, there's no way I'm going to end up here with Jen in my basement having a podcast. I didn't even have a podcast then. I didn't even have a girlfriend then. I didn't even, like, I was literally just, like, low riding by myself. And
Keeks is a pretty badass girl. Love her.
Kiana, we're talking about you. Really?
She saved Come my here. Life. She saved my insanity.
Come here, baby. Come make an appearance. Hey. There she is. Say hi.
What are you talking about,
man? We're talking about you. I said if I always say this to you, if I got a snapshot of, like, this a year ago?
Mm-hmm. A year ago, Kiana and I were sitting by ourselves at a lunch table watching you and Morgan goof around. And
I know, it was so entertaining.
Kiana and I, we were so, yeah, and we would just get a kick out of it. We record you guys and, like, take pictures of you guys, like, eating food, like, random shit. But, like, we never were able to sit by you guys because you were at the fancy table, but, like, we just sat there by ourselves.
Yeah, like, this is going
to
be
watching,
my spot.
Watching you guys, whatever, and if one of us didn't go to school or wasn't there for lunch, the other person would leave. This one was, like, relationships during high school and, like, grade school.
Oh, God. Okay. where do we start with that, Jen?
You can start.
What the fuck?
Okay. We're going to change names for privacy reasons, and so nobody gets mad at us.
This is going downhill. My podcast is ending now.
So we have
Arnold Parmel. Wait, where's mine? Okay.
Okay, so,
Jen.
So, grade school, I had a boyfriend. My first kiss was in, sixth grade. I had a boyfriend. We never hung out. He for like 3 years. And then I met the love of my life, Colin Gabriel Kohler, my junior year. We're still together, going strong. Gonna go
How many years has it been?
A little over two.
Or months?
A little over two, yeah.
Oh, wait.
What about you?
So,
Let's start with Cade.
Oh, God, fucking damn. Dated every single guy in the fucking grade school. Let's see.
Cade was, like, and then the I came first, out. Like, long-term.
Yeah, I
so
guess.
So, did he...
That was horrible.
Did he...
It wasn't horrible.
Did he know while you guys were still together?
No. So, that's when I came out, after that. Okay, and so, Jenna, we have to... Okay, and then in high school, I came out sophomore year, and
okay,
then...
Okay, yeah, so this next question is advice for coming out. So,
my relationships were all fucking...
So, like, you came out on Instagram. I remember asking
Jen, please
Morgan.
Just imagine that image right now. And then was in another relationship with an older girl, and then got cheated on, because whatever, and then, now we're here.
With the love of your life.
Yes.
Kiana.
Dead ass. So she saved my life too.
advice for coming out. So, like, how nervous were you? I remember asking Morgan a couple of weeks before being like, dude, I fucking know.
Morgan's yeah, so like, this, so, okay, so in high school, I came out May 6th on my best friend's birthday. It was a Sunday. And then I went back to school on a Monday. And it was, like, weight was off my shoulders. So if anyone's, like, thinking about coming out, you guys totally should. But make sure you guys have those people that will support.
I felt like you had a lot of support. Like, yeah. I just remember, like, looking at all the comments and everybody was, like, so happy for you.
Yeah, because, I mean, even my parents knew when I was little. Like, even my mom would talk to me about, like, Cade and stuff. And I was like, Mom, that's disgusting. No. Like, she knew. Like, she literally knew. And my sister always asked me, she's like, why do you, like... dress like a boy, why do you like, are you like, do you like girls? Like, when I was little, and I was right. Like, and then so then where was I fucking going with this story,
having like your parents knowing?
Oh yeah, so everyone knew, and then someone at the lunch table, I'm not gonna say names, but she was like to this other lunch table, well, when is Delaney gonna come out? And then I literally, everyone looks at me, and I'm sitting at the table with my friends, and I'm like, oh my God. And then that was the week I came out. So if anyone outs you for yourself, it sucks. It's a horrible feeling because it should be on your own time. And, yeah, then I came out and posted on Instagram, told, like, four people, and then posted it, and it was up. And ever since then, it's been...
Who is somebody you would want to, like, see that you're not in contact with anymore from high school that you would want to reconnect with?
Are you asking that for the podcast or for me?
For the podcast.
I really have to think about that. I might have to look through a yearbook, but fuck. I kind of still have the same friends that I do. Like, I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah. There's definitely someone that I would want to reconnect Ooh. With. I just think she was a really, like, beautiful human being, and she hung around with very toxic people, and... let their opinions sway how she felt like about our friendship. But I just think she's just a really genuine person. And I would definitely love to reconnect with her for sure. That's probably like the one
friendship that's like,
yeah, that I'm like sad that I ruined for sure.
I doubt you ruined it.
No, I mean, I did. I was getting like mixed up with some really bad things, and I always stayed friends with her.
I have a story about her too.
I felt like I was like obligated to like check in on her because like she literally like lived in a trap house. You know, some of the people that she hung out with, like, that was a lifestyle for them, was just, like, doing drugs, like, being a bum. And, like, one of my favorite quotes I've ever heard from anybody is, it's you're an average of the people and things you surround yourself with. So, if you surround yourself with drugs and, you know, shitty fucking people, you're going to become that. And
I agree with that because so many teachers would say that. And I'm like, I don't believe you. I'll hang out with whoever.
Yeah, and that was totally her. And, like, I always kept a certain distance, and then she tried telling me that, like, all these things, I don't know, really bad things, really, things that I could never imagine saying to another person that were so untrue, and then I told her to go to hell, and then she got in a car accident an hour later, and that was really hard. I was in New York, so it was bad. It was so bad.
That is so scary. I think car crashes are very scary.
Yeah.
I don't really, I mean, everyone has their, I mean, everything's kind of written in the stars already, I think of it. Mm-hmm. So, like, if something's going to happen, it's going to happen, no matter what. And that's why I'm so big on, like, everything happens for a reason, because literally everything happens for a reason. So, I mean, if something, I don't know, everyone has their own life, they have to get over it, and they, I don't know, I kind of just, yeah, I don't know how to answer that question. I'm not going to, but...
No, it's okay. So, like, the last three questions are kind of, like, a balancing
thing. Oh, do you want to talk about long distance?
Yeah, we can.
Because a lot of people do long distance in the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, for sure. My boyfriend of 2 years is in the military. Met my junior year and started dating, like, mid-junior year. And he was a year older than me, so he left while I was still in high school. It was definitely a learning process. We were together about 8 months before he left.
So, oh my gosh, that soon?
Yeah, so there was kind of, like, no time to waste, I guess. So, like, our relationship and, like, connection, like, grew and became mature very early on. And honestly, the day he left, I was still, like, didn't even know if, like, I didn't even know, like, what was going to happen. I was just like, okay, whatever. And it was really hard. I think I cried, like, literally every day while he was at boot camp because all we could do was write letters. I mean, now it's just normal. Like, seeing him 5 times a year, that's goal.
Yeah. I don't know how you do that. Like, does it ever get, like, overwhelming or does it get, like, scary?
Because
you really don't know what he's up to. Like, you don't know, he doesn't know what you're up to. You guys just have that trust, which I get, but,
yeah, I mean, communication's really big, and it was definitely really hard, like, especially when he would move bases or, like, meet new friends, I'd always be like, like, what is he doing? Where is he at? It's not like I could track him, because I don't know anything out there. We don't have each other, like, we don't track each other or anything like that. I don't know, we've just never really given each other a reason to not trust us and trust each other, and, I mean, a lot of couples... obviously, like, we fight, like, normal couples, but I guess it's how you handle the argument. We'll both kind of, like, lash out for a few minutes, and then after a few minutes, we'll, like, I don't know, something just happens in the middle of the argument, and then we, like, start to hear what the other person's saying, and we'll spend more time talking about, like, how we can grow from it, and, like, you know, how we're both at fault, and, like, how we can, like, situations like that can be prevented. Communication is definitely the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And
you guys, how long do you guys communicate a day?
On a normal work day, text a few times a day, and then we'll talk for a couple hours at night, like, on the phone, or FaceTime.
Yeah.
I try and see him. Over the summer, it was really nice. I got to see him, like, at least once a month for, like, 6 months straight, mm-hmm. which was really nice. I think it's been about 6 weeks since I've seen him, and then I'm going to see him in another 4.
Yeah, that's not bad. I mean, at least, you know, I got something to look forward to, too.
Yeah, it seems like a lot, but it's really difficult, especially with somebody in the military, because, like, it's so hard planning things, and I'm a planner, for sure.
Yeah. You like everything, organized, kind of?
Yeah, I mean, I know him, and I just don't think he would ever, like, do anything.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, to ruin it.
Yeah, and we both, like, made it, like, really clear, like, what our relationship Sorry, I'm burping. What our relationship, like, means to us?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of trust. I think I trust him more than, like, an average couple that see each other every day do.
Yeah.
And I know that he trusts me, too. I mean...
I think especially being in long distance, you build that trust because...
You just kind of get used to it.
Yeah.
It definitely sucks. Like, when I go and see him, it's the most amazing thing in the world. And the day I leave, it's like my heart breaks.
Yeah.
Like, my heart literally breaks.
And that's so sad.
Yeah.
But you'll get through it, and the end goal is, you know, what you're striving for. So, you have that image and manifest it, you know.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of plans, and, like, I don't know. It's just, like, we get to appreciate our relationship so much more in the amount of support that we have for each other just because it's impossible to take each other for granted. And that's mm-hmm. something that is easily done, and we totally do sometimes. Everybody does. It's human. But, like, when we're together, you can't take anything for granted. Like, every minute that I have talking to him, like, every time I get to see him, like, it is always, like, cherished so much. So...
Wow.
I love him. Love you, Cullen. You're never listening to this.
You gotta show him. You gotta show him it.
Yeah, maybe.
But I could never do a long-distance relationship. I really couldn't. Not even 45 minutes.
I don't think I didn't think I could either. Because I'm definitely, like, regarding, like, love languages, I'm definitely, like... When I see him, just the feeling of his skin or, like, the feeling of his lips on mine or, like, the feeling of, like, literally, like, physical touch is, like, definitely a major love language of mm-hmm. mine.
Yeah.
Even, like, smelling him. I know you don't realize how much you love a person's smell until you can't smell them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I literally sniff him. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So, our last... Not last. We have one last question that's my favorite. But
do you want to do, like, two more questions and just...
So, I mean, we could just talk about, like, what it was like, dealing with, like, depression and anxiety in high school.
All right. I was only depressed before I didn't come out. But then after I came out, my whole mindset was different because it was, like, it really clicked to me that you literally only live once and you literally are in the body that you are meant to be in and... that I get, like, I don't know if I was depressed or I was just, you know, had all this anxiety about coming out, but I was not, just after I came out, I really realized that life is so short and you can't really care about what people think. Because that's the only way I would get depressed or sad, I would say, or upset.
You couldn't be the person that you wanted to be.
Until I came out or until I did something with my life that made me happy. And then once I came out, it kind of, I don't know, I never really... Mm-hmm. felt depressed. That word scares me because it's like sad.
It is a big word for sure.
Then when I got cheated, I'm like, yeah, I would be sad.
Spills water all over yourself. For me, I had always dealt with anxiety ever since I was little. And never really knew how to deal with it. And that's how a lot of, you know, bridges were burned with friends is my anxiety would get so bad that I would just freak out. Like, freak out is really bad. And I didn't, like, I couldn't even identify, like, I just thought that was normal, and either says something wrong with me. And then I really dealt with depression. I had a lot of, the summer after my sophomore year, like, right before I met Kiana and Cullen,
mm-hmm.
Like, those two literally, like, and Morgan, saved me, but specifically, like, honestly, specifically, like, Kiana, too, because I met her, like, right at the peak of everything.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of shit happen and I had nobody around me, to, you know, support me. And I was depressed. I didn't know I was for a really long time. Again,
how'd you know you were? Like, what's the difference between, like, being sad and then being
depressed? It got to a point where, like, I didn't sleep. I didn't talk to anybody. I had no motivation. I was always a really good student. I had no motivation to do school. I had, you know, like, I quit basketball. Like, I had literally no motivation to do anything. But even though, like, I wasn't sleeping, all I wanted to do was stay in bed. And, like, my mom, you know, my mom was diagnosed with, like, a couple different things. So, like, she was aware of, like, the signs, and so her and I used to argue a lot, and she kind of noticed it, and she just kind of, like, offered. You know, I think that's a big mistake a lot of parents make, is that they'll be like, you need to go to counseling. And instead of telling me, like, I need to do this or I need to do that, she was kind of like, hey, like, just so you know, like, if you are feeling this way, we can't, you know, I can help you explore options and stuff. So I did start going to counseling eventually.
Do you want therapy?
Yeah. Yep. I saw probably 3 different, like, psychiatrists. And then after a while, like, I definitely go through, like, phases of depression. Like, I feel like it's something I'm always going to deal with. But it's just, like, a matter of, like, taking control of my mental, you know, my mental health.
Yeah. Like, realizing it.
Yeah. Just, like, I'm so much more self-aware now. Like, I can immediately tell, like, when I'm having a bad day or something, or, I eventually did get on, like, medication and everything for my anxiety, which hand-in-hand helps with the depression. I definitely still have severe anxiety, for sure. It's not, like, a direct, like, medication. It's, like, helps with, like, the chemical imbalance.
Did it help? A lot of people say, like, that, like, antidepressants, like, don't work for them.
Yeah, so it can be different, for each person. It depends on, like, what's causing your depression. So, like, for me, like, it's genetic. Like, I have, like, a chemical imbalance. And so the medication that I take helps, like, regulate that chemical mm-hmm. imbalance. Definitely, that was really hard in high school because I think everybody hits, like, their highs and their lows in high school.
Especially in high school, because everything's kind of, mm-hmm. more loud and more, what's the word, more, like,
there's just
intense.
There's just stuff happening
all the time. People don't care. People don't care.
They're supposed to, like, figure out, like, who you are and,
yeah, and if
what you
don't
do. Like,
yeah, if you don't during high school, then you don't do high school, right? Like, I've been through my lowest of lows during high school, and, like, no one even knew because,
mm-hmm.
like, before I did come out, like, I was so depressed. Like, I would literally just pretend at school because be like, oh, I'm straight. Yeah. You know, this person that I'm really not, and then coming home, I was always, like, watching videos in my room, like, how to come out, or all of this anxiety while being at school, because everyone was, like, everyone knew, and I didn't know everyone knew until I came out, and they were, like, oh, yeah, we knew, like, the whole lunch table knew. I was, like, how? Like, I didn't, I was unaware, and then, yeah, I think you have to hit rock bottom to really realize your, potential in life.
Yeah.
And, like, your mindset. And maybe it is a mindset, maybe it is whatever, but you all go through what you go through and you learn from it.
All right, one last question. This one's my favorite of them all. Delaney. How long have you been gay?
Oh, my. Okay, this is not even a question. Like, it's like, it's not a choice. I hate when people say it's a choice, because if it was a choice and you had homophobic parents and homophobic people around you, you wouldn't be gay. You wouldn't choose to be gay.
She decided approximately 3 years and 6 months ago that she just wanted to like girls.
Yeah, it's not a choice. And if anyone says it's a choice, they're wrong, because it's literally not. Like, there's so many stories. And, like, I've known since I was literally probably in the womb. I don't know. It's weird because I knew what my gaydar would go off during, like, middle school. And, like, when I was little and I was so scared of it because I didn't know what it was, I'd be like, what is that feeling? Because I would get scared of my friends because I knew they were gay. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what that feeling was until I was like, okay, that's a gaydar. I learned all these fucking names. I was like, oh, that's because she's gay. That's why I feel like that. Like, I literally ghosted 2 of my friends because they were like, I knew they were gay, but they didn't come out yet. So, like, that was probably the scariest feeling to feel, is, like, when your gaydar starts happening, which happened 2nd grade. I remember I thought my teacher had a crush on me. It's weird. It's weird how it works. It's weird how it works. And I told my friend I didn't want to be friends anymore. And then in high school, she came out. Because I knew. And we'd have sleepovers all the time. And I was like, I can't hang out with you guys anymore. Because I was terrified.
Yeah, but, terrified of yourself in a way.
Yeah, kind of like, why do I feel like they're feeling the same way? Because they were, because we just weren't out and we didn't know
Well, it's like, I mean, it's like guys and girls, like people who are straight, like, being attracted to somebody. Like I, like, before Colin and I even acknowledged, like, I was attracted to him and he was attracted to me, but, like, you were being attracted to other women that, and I'm sure you're mainly, like, you're attracted to other women that are gay as well. So, like, instead of being attracted to men, you were starting to be attracted to, like, other girls. And that was, probably scary. Like, really.
Like, I wish I could explain it, but it's weird how it works. Because now my gaydar is so strong, I'm like, okay, they're gay. Okay, they're gay. Okay, they're doing that because they're gay. Like, everything just adds up in the end. Which I'm glad, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't.
Well, thank you, Delaney, for having me on. Hopefully, I'll,
Yes, hopefully you'll be, yeah, you'll be in my, little circle now. But thank you guys for, listening to this, and go watch the YouTube video that we recorded. It's also up on the Delusional, YouTube account. Go follow all the socials down below in the little bio.
And we will see you next week.
We'll see you, like, next week. Ah, bye.